Lonely Memory 2. The rain dribbles down the many skyscrapers and onto the sidewalks below. As it douses me in a cold sensation, I lose myself to nostalgia. The city is as empty as can be, and yet the footsteps of long ago echo in my mind. Men and women, girls and boys, and every beautiful person in between, walking about with commercials spring to their step. And yet in that crowd, far too small and insignificant to be seen without truly looking, was a boy. A sad and fearful boy. His father showed no care, pulling him along to a building that awaited them with great interest. That would be the last day of this boy's life if I were to be dramatic. My fists tightened, his memories blurred by time reflect off the rain and pierce my mind. If he begged for help, he would die. If he closed his eyes, his whole life would pass him by. But if he smiled, I opened my eyes to a cold city, a place that drained away the happiness of anyone that realized where they were, and smiled. I smiled for the boy that would suffer, smiled for the father that knew no better, and smiled for the girl that watched out her apartment window with all the curiosity in the world.